of a mace. What's roiv minyan of a mace? So we had this already earlier, on Yontif, where Tosfos spoke out, the roiv minyan of a mace is 125 evarim. A person has remach evarim. So if a person has remach evarim, half of 248 is 124, which would mean roiv would be 125. We spoke out on Yontif, 125. Roiv of 248 is 125. We spoke at Anyantif that although it's true, we're accustomed to saying that a person has Ramach Ivarim, it's really only a Zachar. It's only a male that has 248 Ivarim. A female, it's a Gemara Brachas, a Gemara Bechairis, Dafnen Heyam and Aleph, where the Gemara says a story that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael once killed the Zayna, and then Shalku, as they cooked her, and then they counted her Evarim, and there were 252 Evarim. And that's what the Gemara says, that a woman has not 248 Evarim, but rather 252 Evarim. Based on that, half of 252 is 126, which would mean that Raiv is 127. It wouldn't be enough to have 125, but you would actually have to have 127. It's interesting, the Rambam brings the halacha of the minyan atzomets, because it's negeya, roiv binyan and roiv minyan. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perik Beis, halacha zayin. Amru chachomim, masayim shmoina v'arba mevarim yesh b'esh. A person has 248 evarim. Kol echad ve'echad mehem, basa v'gidim v'etzim. Ve'ena shinayim minimim, teeth don't count. U'be'isha masayim ve'echad v'chamishan. A woman has 251. Kol evar mehem shib. Pirish Gabriasa Bechulo. Fate the Kesef Mishnah 251. Can I get a Gemara? The Rambam is a Tayyib Dvar Mishnah. The Gemara says 252, not 251. He mutches very much the Kesef Mishnah, how to understand the Shita Sarama. But either way, it's 251 or it's 252. It's not 248. But there's one fascinating tshuva from the Minchas Elazar. Minchas Elazar, it's in Shalos Tshuvas Cheluk Bey Simin Chav Ches. He was asked the following question. We know that if somebody says Kriyishma, be Echidus, so you're supposed to say Kel Melech Neman, even though it's technically a hefsek between a Haver Rab and Kriyishma, but you say Kel Melech Neman. Why do you do that? So it's based on Sifrei Kabbalah, the Zohar Kaddish, that every person has 248 Evarim. There are 245 words in Kriyishma. The 245 words in Kriyishma correspond to the 248 Evarim, but you're off by three. So the reason the Chazan repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes after Kriyishma is to make up those three Evarim, so you'll have 248. So when you daven B'tzibur, you have Hashem L'keichem Emes, that's how you make up the three. But when you daven B'chidus, you don't have Hashem L'keichem Emes. So a person, B'chidus, is supposed to say Kem Lach Neman. The Shoyal asked the Michas Elazar that a woman who has 252 Evarim, the Rambam says 251, the number's anyways not 248. So if the number's anyways not 248, is there an inyan to say Kem Lach Neman or not? And really, the whole Kel Melech Neman is a b'dieved, because Kel Melech Neman is a shtekel hefsek. And in Halacha, the Magen Avraham brings from the Marshal, who didn't like this whole idea of Kel Melech Neman, because you're being mafsek. Some people say amen, some people don't say amen, right? Because there's a hefsek issues. So if you have a... Oh. Right, so go with a minyan. No, so you should always say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the question is, can a woman say, or should she say, Hashem Elokeichem Emes? So Minchas Elazar says it, although it's a good chap, he says, but you have to realize the whole mekar. I'll read to you inside. Machmas shemekar adin ve'inyan shetzarach lemir mach teves b'kriyishma who rak me'azayir hakodesh v'hatikunim k'mech akosiv beis yosef simas hamachal. The beis yosef himself says the mekar is al pi kabbalah al kei dehininu bazel lichtoy b'tshuv k'tzas midivrei kabbalah im kiloy binas adam lila hachri levar b'soyd hashem lireyav im kol zeh la'asher yosoyd adin bazel rak b'zayir hakodesh al kei be'emes tzrichan anu lovin the mekar yotar v'derech emes. Says the bottom line is you're asking me a shaila in halacha, but it's a halacha that's based on Divrei Kabbalah. So the only way really that I could answer this Shiloh is by delving in a little to the Kabbalah. And basically what the Minchas Elazar says, and the rest we won't read inside, is that although there's an idea of 248 Evarim, we don't mean that are 248 Evarim, but we mean the 248 Evarim of the Ze'ir Anpin, which is Kaviyochel, and the reason Hashem Kaviyochel has 248 Evarim is because Hashem Kaviyochel is a Zachar. He gets involved in real heebie-jeebie, real Kabbalah. But the bottom line is, he says that it's not that we're being Messiah in our own Ramach Evarim. It's a toys. He says, look it up. That's not what the Zohar says. It's the 248 Evarim of the Ze'ir Ampin in Shemayim. If that's the case, just like a man could be Masakin those Evarim, a woman could do the same thing. If we're being Masakin our own Evarim, so then Enochinami, a man, yeah, a woman, not. But it's not our Evarim, it's the Evarim in Shemayim. As a result, it has nothing to do with us. Al Kizayis Meis, Va'al